Hello, everybody. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my first podcast from Infocom 2018. I'm excited to be joined by Mr. Podcast himself, Eric Larson, Director of Marketing for Tascam. Eric, how are you?
Things are great. It's the day before the show. We're set up. It's not going to get better than this.
Yeah, well, you know, I wanted you to be my first guest. First off, we're doing all this on Tascam mics, Tascam processing gear. Everything all the way to the cloud is Tascam. How's it sound?
It sounds great to me. I'm always thrilled. You guys have been a fantastic partner, and we're thrilled to be a part of what you guys are doing.
Well, listen, you're going to hear noise in the background. That's part of the excitement of a show. Literally, a forklift's driving by here. We have people walking by wondering why we're talking to each other and why we're talking to ourselves, and we have this big audio amplification system here so that people walking by can hear us. But tell me something. How excited are you of Infocom 2018? Because this is a big year for Tascam.
It's a big year for us. It's great for the show. You know, I'm a California guy, so I'm thrilled it's in Vegas again, you know, because the flight's real short, so that's all nice. But for us, you know, we've always been working with the system designers and the integrators, but we've got some products this year. We've got a bunch of new Dante converters that are analog to Dante converters. We've got a bunch of XLR to D-sub and Euroblock converters. So we're able to really come out with some fantastic accessories that just put us in more than just being the player in the system.
Yeah, and I think that's the key. And I think a lot of time, AV started with audio, right?
Yep.
I mean, and I think audio gets overlooked because video gets all the glitz and glamour. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that, you know, in the magazines and online, it's so much easier to point a camera at a cool screen at a show like this, and now your clip is great because you know people are going to be watching a lot of this stuff on their phones. But they don't understand that if you have bad audio being played back on a phone, it's just going to sound horrible.
Yeah, I mean, the phone's already compressing it, and much range.
You got to start good. But, you know, all the integrators that are coming here, they really understand that while there is some flash to the video, the audio has to be perfect. The integrators know that, because if you disappoint them on that, it's like when you go see a movie and the sound design, sound effects of the music isn't quite right, or you can't hear the dialogue. It ruins the whole movie. Doesn't matter how good it looks.
So tell me, one of the things that we're doing that we've done recently, fairly new, is switched even to Tascam mics. I think a lot of people don't even know you have microphones.
We've been making them now for a couple of years, and originally it was really an idea. We've got a lot of small mom and pop, you know, music stores across the country, and a lot of them want to be able to offer a complete solution that's Tascam branded. So we've got solutions like, you know, these, which are designed for vocals, for spoken word, for music recording. We make some for drum sets. We make a boundary mic that's specifically designed for corporate environments. We have gooseneck mics for podiums, a lot of different solutions.
And tell me about where are you located? I know you're in the Central Hall. What's your booth number? Do you know?
We are at C915. I would say, you know, start the day, come to Tascam, and then you can just leave. There's nothing else. This is the show we're seeing.
I'm sure that's the way it'll go. Listen, obviously we're going to have a lot of people who are here that that are not able to come to the show that'll listen to this podcast. I'd say probably 80% of people listening, unfortunately, don't get to come to this show. But there are people that are going to be listening that are on their way to the show, that are on the airplanes tonight, and maybe even watching or listening on our app or on the iTunes store. If you had a free day at Infocom, obviously I know you're going to say start at Tascam. If you had a free day at Infocom, what would you do?
I mean, for these kind of shows, I always kind of like to walk around and just listen in and try and figure out what's the buzz. You know, what's kind of the new thing? My gut tells me it's going to be interconnectivity. I think we've seen great projectors over the years, great sound systems. I think this is the year that people are really going to say, okay, now I really can, in a manageable way, get my audio and video from point A's to point B, C, D, E, and F. So I think that's going to be one of the things. So I'd really be walking around seeing who's got all those pieces. So it's not just the keystone pieces in a system. It's really going to be all the other pieces that make the integration work. I think you're going to see a lot of that.
And you have recently, Tascam has recently jumped on the Dante standard and have a lot of, speaking of connectivity, have a lot of Dante products, which means that you see the future across the network.
Especially, yeah, absolutely, and especially for Dante for this show. We, of course, support Maddie with some of our other products, and that's a little more popular in some of the music applications, but for all of the AV stuff, all the industrial stuff, Dante is really doing a great job.
Yeah, and they have 400 adapter products and 400 adapter companies, and I think 1,200 or 1,500, something in the range of 1,200 or 1,500 products that are out there. Let me ask you, what's your favorite part and your least favorite part of Vegas? Don't say gambling.
No, it's not that. This one, I'm going to give a shout out to my little girl. This one, I'm leaving before the end of the show so I can get back from my daughter's high school graduation.
So am I.
So that, nice.
High five.
Here's to it.
Both of us are leaving early. In my 28 years, I've never left Infocom early, never missed an Infocom. I'm going to miss a day of the show for the first time ever.
Which
because of my daughter graduating high school.
I don't have to go to the airport the day after a trade show. That is the worst thing in the world, is to be in the Vegas airport the day after a big trade show.
But what it means for me is I'll be flying a red eye on Thursday night to arrive Friday morning.
Yeah, for me it's an hour-long hop, so you see it a little bit worse.
You're a little bit smart. And what's the worst part of Vegas? I mean, because that could be a laundry list.
I mean, to me, the worst part is trying to get through the airport on the way out. Getting in's easy.
To me, it's all the people that... It blows my mind how 7 a.m. there's that many people drinking and gambling at 7. It's depressing.
Because you're not sitting with them doing that. Because
I'm hoping I will never be sitting there.
Because I'm wearing, there's good days. But, it's because you usually got your work shirt on and you're waiting for the monorail and you're standing trying to get a cup of coffee. I mean, Vegas is, the spectacle is always fantastic.
Yep.
But it's the little stuff. You get so used to time on the road where it's like, let me just find a cup of coffee. Let me just grab a burger. Those are now hour-long commitments here in Las Vegas.
Yeah,
there's a billion choices, but there's 2 billion people.
Yeah, and it's weird how, for those of you who haven't been to Vegas, everything looks like it's just right over there.
Yep.
But you can't figure out how to get right over there.
Exactly.
So I don't even know a better way to explain it.
No,
it literally
like
looks like everything is right over there. Unless, it's right over there. And then you're like, but how do I get over there?
As you used to be able to just cross the street.
Yeah.
And people were getting run
now,
up like
now,
that.
Yeah, now they don't even have streets you can cross.
Yeah, you have to go across.
It's like a crosswalk system. And it is weird. And last night I called a Uber. And I said, I'm in the North Hall. And it gave me an option where I'm in North Hall. So I selected North Hall, which is where I was. And the Uber came and he goes, where are you? And I said, I'm in the North Hall. And he goes, well, you're at the wrong door. I'm at the back door. And I said, I'll come see. He goes, that's 3 blocks away. So I'll just drive around to you. So
yep.
The back door is 3 blocks away.
The scale of this place is crazy. But, for the most part, this hall is fantastic. The people who run it really know what's going on. The crews that bring the stuff in, setup is easy. I mean, you can always find, when you need duct tape at 3 in the morning, you can find it, which
is
nice.
You can. Gaffer tape, anything. Okay. Tascam.com, TASCAM.com. Follow all of our rave coverage at ravepubs.com. If you want to see all the videos, we've already shot 2 videos at Tascam booth. We did a booth tour. We did an interview, executive interview. If you want to see all the individual products Tascam launched here at the show, just go to the video search window at ravepubs.com/infocom2018. Search Tascam, TASCAM. You'll see it all. Eric, thanks for joining me.
It's always a pleasure to work with you guys. Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. I'm out.